Five, four, three, two, one.
Welcome to Monday Morning Mastermind with Dr. Jean Herndon, your success mentor. Monday Morning Mastermind is a weekly mentoring video that will increase your business, advance your career by equipping leaders and visionaries like you with the tools, clarity, and confidence to level up your leadership. Let's join in with Dr. Jean now.
Let's go.
Level up.
As we talked about earlier, when it comes to determining price, it is much like Goldilocks. There are three bears. It has to be just right. If the price is too low, you will deal with high maintenance, low producing clients that are not value driven, but price driven, and will produce nothing but headaches. So I want to pick up where we left off. But before I do, just a quick run through from the previous episode. Number one, price your product or service not based on the cost to you, but on the benefit to your client. Number two, when offering pricing, always have three price options like Goldilocks and Three Bears. Number three, resist the inclination to slash prices, but instead mercilessly slash the cost. Increase margin without sacrificing quality and value. All right, so let's get started. Number four, anchor high. Determining your three price points, figure out the low price point first. Then create a price point that is about two times, and that's for the middle price. Then, and that should be your preferred choice. This is the one you want most people to choose. And then create an anchor price, which is your highest price. This is the price that you know most people will not choose, but it helps establish the value of the other prices. It should be around 5 to 10 times from the lowest price. This option is the one that the upside is so great that you're excited if anyone chooses it because it really has the best margin. You must remember, though, that you have to bring significant value and increase to your client. You just can't price to price. There's got to be some numbers to it so that it really works for your client. Now, let's make some sense of this. If your least expensive option is 1,000, then your middle option should be 2,000. Then your high anchor should be 5 to 10. Now, the natural tendency is to list the options starting from left to right, lowest leading to the highest. That would be incorrect. Start with your anchoring price, the highest one on the left, then the middle, and then the cheapest. Remember, the high price really is there just to anchor value in all three. By adequately adjusting your prices, you can in many cases double your revenue if you handle it properly. Number five, people buy outcomes, not time. When I worked in the legal profession, I was VP of a legal services firm that provided IT solutions for major law firms around the world. One of the things I learned very quickly is what they call billable hours. Lawyers are paid and promoted based on billable hours. Our document management solution and time tracking systems helped with that process. There were some attorneys that had double and triple their actual hours they worked based on billable time. This is going to get a little complicated, but stay with me and I assure you it will make sense in just a moment. Let me give you a specific example. We used to sell and implement what we called a DMS or a document management system that would catalog and file all of their intellectual property, or in other words, all of their documents ever created by the firm. Let's say a client wanted to sue someone for a paper cut, then they would search our system for their documents and any filings or anything related to a paper cut. Once they found something that would match, kind of very similar to the case they're dealing with, then they would take that document and they would say, okay, let me go ahead and edit it, modify it, and then they would just put in the particulars of their new client. Now, let's say the attorney clocked 10 hours creating the initial document. Well, we don't have to start from scratch, so I used the document with modifications, but maybe I only needed 5 hours to do it. I think you're starting to see where I'm going with this. They would bill the client 10 hours, which is what the document is worth, not what it took to create value billing. Now you can see how an attorney can have more billable hours than they actually technically worked. People pay for outcomes, not time. There is no point of having a business if you are going to continually connect time on a one-to-one ratio.
I am so thrilled that you are enjoying this podcast. I don't want you to lose sight of the discipline of connecting to the actual full Monday Morning Mastermind LeaderCast, which is a short video that is emailed to hundreds of leaders like yourself globally. Go to leadershipuncensored.org if you are not already subscribed and sign up. While it is free, I assure you it is priceless. Go ahead and take your place in the pantheon of hundreds of other leaders like you that are seeing massive growth and transformation that ultimately leads to success and mastery. Until next time, level up.
Let's go.
Level up.